Okay, we left off in the Hilchos Yisurabia Parak Aleph, and we were dealing with cases of the prohibition of having sexual relations with an animal. So in Alachi Yad Zayin, the Rambam explains, Katam ben tisha shanam v'yom echad. So as long as a male is over the age of 9, Sheba al behema, ohevi alav, whether the 9-year-old engaged in sexual relations with the animal, or whether he had the animal, so to speak, engaged in sexual relations with him, he niskelas al yadav hu pater. So the animal will get stoned, but the child is pater. Now, haya ben tesha opachos, let's say the child is below the age of 9, ain solken es abhema. Interesting, the animal is actually not stoned. V'chein kana bash shlosh hashanim v'yom echad, if you have a female child who is 3 years or older, sheyivia behema v'chaya lea, where she engaged in sexual relations with an animal, bein behema gedola, bein behema katana, no matter the size of the animal, or if it's older or younger, kevan sharasaba behema, once the animal, once the behema inserts its the head of its penis into her, right, whether it's bein kadarka, bein shelo kadarka, it can be either vaginal or anal, ha behema niskelis, so the animal is stoned, v'hi patura, again, since she's under the age of 12, she's still patur. Bim haisa gedola, right, but if she was older than 12, shnei niskalin, then they both get skila. Bim haisa mibas shaloshanim ulmata, but if she's less than 3, ain a behema niskelis, then the animal is actually not stoned. Okay, lacha yuches. V'chein ashochev ima behema bishkaga. Okay, let's say a situation emerges where a person has sexual relations with an animal bishogeg. Okay, I guess accidentally, but not onus. Vaisha sheviyas behema le'a bishkaga, or if a woman engages a sexual relationship with an animal bishogeg, ain a behema niskelis al yadam. The animal actually would not be stoned, okay? Even if, in either case, the man or the woman are over the age of bar bat mitzvah. So basically, as a klal, what we've seen from this is that in any situation of sexual prohibitions, right, where one person is over the age and the other person or thing is under the age, so the katan would always be pater from the onesh, whereas the gadol will be chayef. Achar er ve'echad yashan hayashan pater. Okay, let's say you have a situation where a sexual interaction takes place where one person is awake and the other person is sleeping. The one sleeping is pater. Echad mezid ve'echad shogeg. If it was a situation where one is doing it on purpose and one is engaged in it b'shogeg, ha mezid chayef. The shogeg may be korban. So the mezid would be chayef and the shogeg would just have to bring a korban. Echad anus ve'echad beratzon. Let's say you have a situation such as rape where one person is doing it willingly and the other one is engaged against their will. Ha'anus patak mashdanu. As we've seen before, the person who's basically being raped would be patar from any onish. Okay, alach yates. Now, switching a little bit. Ena edim, as we've seen before in the beginning of the parak, it's critical that you have witnesses and hasra. Okay, witnesses must testify they saw the event. And they must warn the couple. Now, what does that actually mean? So, ena edim niskakin liros hamin ofim sheheru zeh bezeh vehechnis kimchol b'shvot feres, which basically means the witnesses do not actually have to see every precise and small detail of for instance, they don't have to see the actual insertion of the penis into the vagina, okay, which he compares to putting a pipe into putting literally means a piston into a pipe. Ela mishayira osan dvukin zeh bezeh, once you see them acting in a manner where it's pretty clear they're engaging in some type of in sexual relations, kederach kolabal, then like normal people who are having sexual relations would do, harayilin erogin biriyazu. So at that point in time, they would receive capital punishment based on this testimony. Vein omrim shemelo ha'era, right? We don't say, well, maybe he didn't actually insert his penis into her. Meishacheskat zurazu, zurazu shehara, because there's a chazaka. And by the way, and this is going to start off into halacha chaf, some basic ideas of how chazaka works. I'll explain in a second. But basically, we say there's an assumption. Chazaka means it's an assumption that the fact they were in this position together, they engage in actual sexual relations, halachically. Now, halacha, the Rambam, it's a little bit of a long halacha, but the Rambam's going to discuss a little bit about how chazaka works. So chazaka, the most famous application of chazaka is Cheskas Batim in Baba Basra. So chazaka means basically an assumption or presumption. We've seen actually this before in certain cases of rumors going around about couples. Okay, so lach lachav. Misha Hochzak Bishar Basar Dunibo Apiyachazaka. Okay, so when there's an assumption in place, right, that people are, let's say in this case, a couple are related to each other, okay, we judge them based on chazaka alone. Meaning chazaka is enough. Chazaka does not mean you have actual complete evidence of the action being in place. Chazaka means that there's a small gap of information, but the probability is this is what took place. So afa pi she'ein sham raya berura shezeh karov. Even though we don't know for sure in this case that it's a relative involved in the sexual activity, right? Umalkin v'sorfim v'solkin v'cholkin achazaka zu. So we can actually go ahead and give any one of these onshin out based on a chazaka. So what's a case like this? So ketza hareisha hochzak shezu achoso obito ima. So let's say it's assumed that the woman in this case is his sister, okay? Uba leya be'edim, and he ends up having sexual relations with her. Again, we don't have, in other words, there's no a genealogy chart that they're carrying around with them. Everyone just knows in the town that that's a brother and sister, okay? Edom come, hareza loke onistra finiskal. So that would be a situation where, since the chazaka was that they're related to each other and the Edom see them engage in the sexual act, that's enough to bring about a punishment. Right? Even though we don't actually have any true evidence, so this is obviously prior to DNA testing, we don't have actually evidence, right, that that's a sister. We have a chazaka. Now the Rambam goes further and says, Umaisa b'isha achas. There was actually a story of a woman, okay, who came Shabbos through Shalayim. She came through Shalayim, the Tinok Murkav La Ak Sefa. Okay, and she was basically carrying a baby on her shoulders, Vihigdi Waso, and she raised the child. Okay, everyone saw this take place over time. Vihesta Shehu Bina, right? And the assumption was that basically this is her son. Uba Leia, what ends up happening as he got older? He ends up having sexual relations with her. Vihil the Bezdin, and they brought the Bezdin, Uskalu, and they stoned him. Because even though we couldn't prove definitively that the baby was the son of this woman, ultimately, since everything she was doing indicated that was the case, we can therefore fill in that gap and say, he is her son. Okay, Raya Dinze, right? What's the proof for this? Mashadana Torah b'mekal aviv, umake aviv shumas. Okay, because we see in the Torah, the halacha is that if a person curses his father or hits his father, he's chayav misa. Okay. Right, we don't know for sure. How do we know for sure that's his father? We know by a chazaka. So when it comes to the idea of a karov, again, today we have DNA evidence, but when it comes to the idea of a karov, halacha works based on the system of chazaka. Okay, halacha chafalef. Ish ve'isha, shebo medina sayam. So let's say a couple come back from Japan. Who omer zos ishti, vi omer ze bailu. So he says, this is my wife, and she says, this is my husband. So let's say basically they're in the city together, right? It's pretty clear that they're acting like husband and wife. 30 days go by, right? After 30 days, the chazaka is that they're married. Therefore, horgan aleya, right? Therefore, we would end up punishing her based on this. But if it's within 30 days, okay, meaning she would be killed if she slept with another man. But within 30 days, ain horgan aleya mishum eshes ish. We would not be able to subject her to capital punishment because of committing adultery. Similarly, ha'isha shehochzaka nida v'shchu noseya. It's interesting how this would come about, but basically, let's say everyone knows that this woman in the community is in nida right now, okay? Therefore, it's usher to have sexual relations with a man, right? And everyone in her, basically her neighbors know this. Baila loke alea mishum nida, okay? So her husband gets malchus because, again, we assume that she's in nida when they had sexual relations. Hamekanel ishto v'nistra, going back to Sota, let's say a man, warned his wife not to seclude herself with Ruvain, v'nistra, and she went ahead and did so. Uba eid echad, and one witness comes along, we should remember this, v'heich and nitmes, and that witness says that, no, she actually committed adultery. V'haya baila kohen, and her husband was a kohen. Uba leya akarkach, and then went ahead and had sexual relations with her after this testimony came out, he would get malchus because he had sexual relations with the zona. Right, even though it's only one witness coming along, because she went through kina, stira, and then a witness coming along and says she was an adulterer, all this points to a chazaka of her being a zona. And finally, Alach Chaf Gimel, Ha'av, a father comes along and says, Sh'amar biti zu mekudeshes hi lazeh. So a father comes along and says, my daughter is married to Reuven, okay? Afa pi shehu ne'eman v'tinasalo, okay? So even though, what do you call it, we believe him, and she and what do you call it, she goes ahead and marries him, im zinsa, right, if she went ahead and, what do you call it, again, this is prior to Nisuin, only after Kedushin, if she went ahead and engaged in prohibited sexual relations, after that, in an iskalis alpid, she would not get stoned based on his testimony. So basically, even though an av can be ne'eman to go and have her get married to a guy, he's not trusted when it comes to testimony about her committing, let's say, something that's sexually usher. You need edim. Similarly, if a woman says, I'm married, okay, mikudeshes, in a derega safiya, she's not, and let's say she ended up having sexual relations with another man, she's not killed based on her testimony. You need either witnesses or you need some type of chazaka. So the person themselves is not sufficient. Okay, Perek Beis. So Perek Beis is going to deal primarily with variations of sexual prohibitions with relatives. So we saw in among the mitzvos and the isurim that many of them cover krovim. So here we're going to have various situations where this iser, these prohibitions take place. Okay, so the Rambam says about Aleph, Eishes Aviv, the Eishes Beno, the Eishes Achav, the Eishes Achi Avin. Okay, so these four women, okay, which are the wife of a man's father, the wife of his son, daughter-in-law, right, the wife of his brother, which we'll get to obviously with Yibum, and the wife of the uncle, the father's brother, Arba'asan Erva Alav La'olam. So these four women are always Erva. Okay, always prohibited to the man. Bain mina erison, bain min hanisuin, bain shenis garshu, bain shalom is garshu, bain bechai balein, bain achar misas balein. Okay, so all these situations, right? It doesn't matter. We'll get to you in a second, but all these situations, it doesn't matter whether there was erison or nisuin, whether even after the guy divorces her, okay, he's still prohibited to all these people forever. Okay, chutz me'eshes afim, except for obviously the wife of his brother, Shiloh Niach Ben, that died childless. Vimbal achas mehem b'chaya b'ayla, chayav shtayim. Now here's the key. If he ends up having sexual relations with one of these four women, right, while, what do you call it, while one of those women, okay, let's say the case of Eishes Beno, okay? So if he ends up having sexual relations with his daughter-in-law, right, while his son is still alive, chayav shtayim, he's over two prohibitions. Why? Mishum she'er basar, mishum esashis. Because number one, he had sexual relations with a karov, i.e. his daughter-in-law. And number two, she's married. So that's adultery. Sharei shnein ha'isurin b'ank echa. Both of these isurin come together as one. They happen basically at the same moment. So therefore, Allah habayz lafika. Haba'al imo. So if a man has sexual relations with his mother, shehi eshes aviv, she is the wife of his father, chayiv shtayim. Right, he's therefore over to Yisurim, so to speak. Bein bechai aviv, bein achar misas aviv, doesn't matter if his father alive or not. Achas mishum imo, one is because he has sexual relations with his mother. Achas mishum eshes aviv, and the second is because she's married. Echad me'aviv, o echad me'imo, bein minisun, bein miznus ishto erva alav. Okay, so it doesn't matter where the wives in this situation of both the persons paternal or maternal brother, whether or not they were, what do you call it, whether it's nisuin or biznus or ishto erva alav, ultimately the wife is asur to him. Aval eshes achei aviv minaim, but the wife of his father's brother, right, from the mother, okay, so this would be the wife of the maternal brother of a man's father, okay, harehi shnia kamosh miyanu, that's secondary erva, okay, ve'echad achosim aviv o meimo. Okay, both the person's paternal sister and maternal sister, bein nisuin bein miznus, whether it's a kosher wedding, so to speak, or something sexually usher, could go into zinsa imbo. Let's say, for instance, his mother went ahead and engaged in a prohibited sexual relationship, and that's how his sister came about. O aviv imachirim b'hai solo achos miznus. Okay, harezu erva love. So even if his sister was born through a inappropriate sexual relationship, she's still an erva to him. Shenemar moledes bais o moledes chus. It could either be born, so to speak, in the household, or it could be born, so to speak, outside the household, i.e. outside of the marriage. Okay. Alecha Gimel. Now, Bas Eishes Aviv, Shiachoso, Me'aviv. Okay, now this is the daughter of his father's wife, okay, who now is his paternal sister. Hare here Erva Alav. Okay, so his paternal sister, okay, is now considered Asur to him. Shnemar Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, Mogres Avicha. However, Aval Im Nasa Aviv Isha, but let's say the man's father married a woman, the Yeshlo Bas Vish Acher, i.e. stepsister, okay, this would be a stepsister, Osa Habas Mutarislo. So a stepsister is mutter to him. Shane Zuma, let us of it, because that's not considered the offspring of the father. Valo Mishumachoso, right? Because he's already Chayev, by regular sister, Chayev Aleva, the Lama Nemar, Bas Eshes Avicha, the Chayev Aleva, Akmishum Zet. Okay, because this way to teach us to be Chayev for such a thing. But when it comes to the stepsister, technically speaking, that'd be okay. So Lefikach and Lachadalan. Habal Achoso, she Bas Nisuas Aviv Chayev Shtayim. So therefore, if he goes ahead and engages in sexual relations with his sister, who is the daughter of the of his father's wife, okay, now he's chayv shtayim. He's over to Yisurim. Achas mishum erbas achosecha. One is because he violated the karov iser. Achas mishum, that is important. There's the erva of his sister, and then there is achas mishum ervas bas eishes avicha. The other one is that it's the erva of the daughter of his father's wife. Avaim anas aviv isha, opita osa. Okay, but let's say the father either raped or seduced a woman, the holy men of Bas, and there, in doing so, that woman gave birth to a girl, uba aleha, okay? And then, and then he had sexual relations with that Bas. Eino chayav mishumachos levad. He's only chayav because it's a sister. Right, she'in bas anusa bas eishes aviv, because a daughter brought about through rape is not considered to be the daughter of his father's wife, because again, it was conceived in a situation of rape. Halacha hey, na achos imo. Okay, now this is the sister of his mother. Bein achosa me'avia, bein achosa me'ima. Okay, this doesn't matter whether it's the paternal or maternal sister. Bein me'anisun, bein me'znos, whether or not she was conceived in a mutter way or in a sexually prohibited way. This is a situation of erva because of sister of mother. So to his father's sister, whether it's the paternal or maternal sister, right? Whether she was conceived halachically, in a permitted way or not. It's an erva to him because of the sister of his father. Okay, halacha vav. Now, habal isha derek znus. Okay, now let's say a man has a sexually prohibited relationship with a woman, beholod mimena bas, okay, and they end up having a daughter. Habas erva alav. Now that daughter is an erva to the man, so to speak, father. Mishumbita, okay? The alpha pishla nemar b'torah ervas bitachalo segale, okay? Even though the Torah never says, don't basically engage in erva with your daughter, okay, since the Torah openly says you can't have sexual relations with the daughter of your daughter, right? Obviously, what's going to happen is there's no need to mention the Isser with having sexual relations with your daughter. And we didn't get this from Chazal. Lefika habal bita min suaso. Therefore, if a person has sexual relations with his daughter that came about through that was conceived in a lawfully permissible way, chay b'shtayim, he's over to Yisroel. Mishum bito, right? He can't have sexual relations with his daughter. Mishum ervas isha ubita. And the second one is because of the erva of isha, of a woman and her daughter. Okay? Those would be the two Yisroel he's over. Okay? Halacha zayin. Kevan shekideish adam isha. Okay? Switching gears a little bit. Once kiddushin takes place between a man and a woman, ne'esru alav mikrovaseya sheish nashim. Okay, we've seen these women before. There are six women who are relatives now, okay, who are usher to him. V'chol achas mehen erva alav olam. And these six women are prohibited to him always, right? Whether he remains married to her or not. Bein kanas, bein giresh, bein b'chai ishto, bein akramosa. It doesn't matter if his wife is still alive or if they get divorced. Ve'elohen. So these are the six. Ima, so this would be her mother. Ve'im ima, okay, her grandmother. Okay. The aim, there's a maternal grandmother, the aim avia, that would be paternal grandmother, ubita, her daughter, ubas bita, ubas mina, granddaughter and grandson. Vim ba al achas mehen, if he does have sexual relations with any one of these six, the chai ishto, while his wife is alive, shnei and israfen, both he and the woman would end up getting strafer. Okay. Allah ches, now ba lehen la akar misas ishto, but let's say he has sexual relations with one of those women after his wife dies, one of those six, harei lebekares, then he will only get kares, so to speak, the evan misas bezdin, and there's no misas bezdin here, shenemar, ba ish yisrofu, oso ve'esen, right? So bizman sheshtein kayamos, it's only when they're both alive, shehen ishto, right? Vizu shebaolav, harei huva ervan yisrofen, right? So since it says oso ve'esen, it implies they both have to be alive. Bizman sheshtein kayamos, when they're both not alive, ein shem srefa, there's no mechanism for srefa to emerge. Halacha tes v'chein achos ishto. Okay, so too the sister of his wife. Okay, which would be here his sister-in-law. Erva alav achatamos ishto. Right, he is prohibited to marry his sister-in-law to engage in sexual relations. Excuse me, with his sister-in-law until his wife dies. Ben achosam ima, ben achosam aviva, whether it's paternal, maternal. Ben minusom, ben minus. Hare zu erva alav. It would always be considered. It's considered an erva to him. Halacha yud. Now. Avar v'na'af im achas misheva nashim elu. Let's say he ends up having, he's over the Isser and has sexual relations with one of these women, bein bezada bein b'shkaga, whether it's purposely or not, afal pi shehu v'ha no'efes v'misas bezin o'bekares, even though, right, both of them are now going to either get capital punishment or kares, lo nes or ishto olav, okay? He could still have sexual relations with his wife. Chutz me'achos arusaso. The only exception is, when he engages in sexual relations with the sister of the woman that he's only done kiddushin to, she oseres ishto alav, okay? Because she's forbidden to him. Kamosh b'arnav hilchos gerushin. We saw this halacha already back in hilchos gerushin. Okay, halachid aleph. Now haboel isha derech znus. Okay, once he engages in sexual relations in an usher way, lo nesro alav krovoseh sheina shemen usher shemarnu. Now what's interesting is that the women listed above do not become prohibited to him if he engages in an inappropriate sexual relationship with a woman. Okay, meaning her relatives are not usher to him. However, however, the Chacham come along and said it's an Isser Derabanan for him to marry any one of those relatives, okay, during the life, as long as this woman that he had an inappropriate sexual relationship with is alive. Why? Because basically what's going to happen? So the woman who's engaged in a sexual relationship will visit her relatives. Right? And what's going to happen is he's going to go ahead and go into a room alone with her. The libo gasba, right? And since he knows her, he'll be overcome. Right? And what's going to happen? He'll go ahead, since he knows her, he's going to go ahead and engage in one of these sexually inappropriate relationships. Below, not only that, Elafilu Natan Alisha, right? Even if there is a suspicion of the man having inappropriate sexual relations with a woman, Arezelo Yisa Achas Mikrobosea. Even if there's a suspicion, he can't marry any of her relatives, Achatamba Zush Natan Alea. Okay, until what do you call it? The woman who's suspected of having sexual relations with him dies. Then Kanasa Krova Shazana in Krobosea, Lo Yotzi. But of course, if he did get married to one of those relatives, since it's a Derabanan, we don't force them to get divorced. Okay, Allah Yibbeis. Now, Misha Natan al Erva, let's say a person is suspected of having a prohibited sexual relationship, meaning he had sex, let's say, being simple, he's suspected of having sexual relations with his sister. Oshi Yatzalo Shem Ra Ima. Or let's say there's a news is going around the local community that they're involved with each other. Lo Yadur Ima B'mavoy Echad. So basically, because of this, he's not allowed to live in like the same house as her or in the same area or ever go in public with her. Okay, there was actually a story where what happened was there was a man and the rumor was that he was having sexual relations with his mother-in-law. They ended up, the Chacham came along and gave him a Derabanan Malkus. Yimesha Avral Pesach Besa. Because basically he walked in front of her home. He was like basically loitering there. So as a result of that, they felt it was necessary to go ahead and punish the guy. Okay, two more halachas, we're done. Halacha Gimel. Habal isha ubita derech znus. Okay. Let's say a person has an usher sexual relationship with both his wife and his daughter. Okay. Or al isha v'achosa, or a woman and her sister. Okay. So in this situation, it's as if he has sexual relations with two women who are not related to each other. Because the only way erva can truly emerge in the above cases is through a kosher marriage, so to speak, and not through something sexually inappropriate. Okay. So too, let's say, for instance, a man's father raped or seduced a woman. Right. So she's still permitted to him, meaning the son in this case. Because there has to actually be a marriage here. And in this situation, there's no marriage at all. And finally, Alachi Yadalid, Aviv Obino, let's say you have a father or a son, Shenasa Isha, that marries a woman. Harezem Mutter Lisa Bito Ima Kamosh Bianu. As we saw before, the person can go ahead and marry her daughter or her mother. Okay? Mutter Ladam Lisa Ashes Ben Achiv. Right, and a person's allowed to marry the wife of his brother's son. Okay, v'nosa adam isha, right, ubas achosa ubas achiyak achas. He's allowed to marry a woman and her sister's daughter or her brother's daughter at the same time. Umitzvah chachamim sheyisa adam bas achoso. And as we know, it's a derabanan mitzvah that he go ahead and marry his sister's daughter. Why? Because you should not go ahead and turn away your family from you. Okay, that's as far as halacha is willing to go. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Gimel on Sunday. Have a wonderful Shabbos.